This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Dun, dun,
don't
dun.
Say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Santa it's the Maria. Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio on December the, what's the day, Ed?
13th.
It is the 13th. Yeah. Friday the 13th.
Christmas is here. It's on top of us.
Yep.
Ready? Ed Tagliano joining me, Tim Wildman with J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J. You said, what'd you say about...
It's the 13th of December. Christmas is here, ready or not. It's on top of us.
Well, we got...
Less than 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, 25th.
12 days.
So,
isn't it on the 25th?
Yeah.
Christmas on the 25th?
Still on the 25th, yeah. Still on December 25th. You're right, 13th, so... you know, whatever that is, better get your shopping done if you're responsible for that in your family, which I'm not, except for one person. So I better not forget that. I just got one job.
You just got one job. You better not blow it.
Make mama happy. That's all it is.
Well, don't really set out to plan a lot of Christmas and Thanksgiving traditions. They just happen. And we realized that after Thanksgiving, the next day on Friday, we always got our Christmas tree. And we've done that every year, I think, since Melanie and I have been married, like 22 years. But we moved this year, so we didn't get our tree until last night. And I can tell you, they are picked over. a Charlie Brown.
So y'all still do the old-fashioned
Christmas tree. But if you wait 2 weeks before Christmas, a couple of our girls said, why even bother? Why spend the money when we're just 2 weeks away? But we got a tree last night, and then, Christmas is a little different. So thankfully, as long as the truck stop is open on Christmas Eve, I'll be able to do all my Christmas shopping.
Those T-shirts? I'm with her. I'm with stupid with the sign point.
Can I tell a story?
Please that's, do.
Now it's about my dad before he was a Christian. Is it okay to tell
yeah,
us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this was back before any of us were Christians, and my dad, at times, being an unbeliever, after work would go out with the boys for a couple of beers. And he had been given strict instructions from my mom to go get a Christmas tree. And
you mean on the way home?
On the way home, okay. And instead, he went out with the boys, the guys from work, and...
stayed a little too long.
Had a few too many. And he realized that the all the lots selling Christmas trees were closed. So he took the little Christmas tree that was on the table where they had been sitting, the little like 1 foot Christmas tree, and had forgotten his house key. Now this is well after midnight, and he's knocking on the door knowing he is in big
trouble. There's no cell phones.
There's no cell phones. This is back in 1963.
Right. Agar, the
something
horrible.
Like that. Yeah. My mom comes down and he says, I held up that little tree and said, Merry Christmas. He said, I can't remember how many nights I slept on the couch. But kids, if you're listening, let that be a lesson to you. Alcohol is bad.
Right, yes, right. That's right.
Right, can lead to poor decisions.
Poor decision making.
Okay. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. We're going to ask trivia questions, and let you call in and answer and ask. So, we do have a 2 month waiting period or an 8 week waiting period between calls to be on the air with us. So if you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please don't call because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. So Trivia Friday it is. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You will, if you answer one of the questions correctly, you will hear this sound.
Oh, yes. Love that
sound.
Did
we give Devin a mystery question?
I did.
Okay,
I got
good.
Him.
So, the beloved cowbell.
That was pretty stupid.
What's that?
Well,
the beloved cowbell will ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself a free.
And here's what you're going to win if you guess the mystery question correctly.
Now, you got to watch on Facebook or YouTube right now to see what we're doing. So go to Facebook or YouTube, type in today's issues, and you can watch our Vanna White. Vanna White turns letters, we hold up T-shirts. Well, yes. Tell us about these.
Well, these are our now world-famous Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirts. They have caricatures drawn. I don't know who drew these.
I think Canada did, maybe.
Canada.
Our graphic artist.
Yes.
She's our graphic artist.
Very talented.
And these T-shirts are, what do you call it? What kind of gray do you call this,
Athletic
AJ?
Gray.
Yeah, athletic gray.
Yeah.
And now you get one of these if you answer the mystery question
right,
correctly.
But if you just want to buy a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
You don't want to gamble on being the one to answer the question correctly. You just want a T-shirt.
You want a T-shirt.
You go to afastore.net.
And we reduced the price to what? $15?
Well, it's normally $15 each. Today only, two for $30.
We have them two for 30?
Two for $30, so we'll reduce the price there for you. Because it's under two weeks before Christmas. And we will, and that includes shipping and handling, Tim.
I think
these T-shirts get handled, then they get put into the mail.
I tell you what, also, we got two sizes. Small and
at least in here we do.
Small and big boy.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know how many. I think we got different sizes, don't we?
Do we?
I don't know.
I'm sure we have the right size
anyway,
for everybody.
Go to afastore.net, afastore.net. Go and buy yourself. Treat yourself to
it. JJ says they make great
T-shirt.
Stocking stuffers.
They'll stuff the whole stocking
yes,
for
they
you.
Will.
Pretty much. All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Go ahead, Ed.
All right.
Is that all the ground rules? Have we
that's
covered
all the ground
it?
Rules.
I think so.
I have about 10 Christmas-related questions.
Wonderful.
I'll be off for the next 2 weeks.
Come on, ring those bells, Ed.
So I have all Christmas questions here for you.
Lay it on us.
First one. What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever?
I know that.
What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever? I'm talking worldwide.
It was originally a rap.
Yes.
That's kind of some
Bing Crosby song.
Behind
rap music.
Behind the scenes there.
In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey? In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
I finally watched that last year for the first
You had
time.
Never seen that?
Not in its entirety.
I kept trying to get him to watch
JJ
it every year.
Did you like it?
I watched it from beginning to end. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah,
you can see why it's
good.
A Christmas classic.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Christmas classics, in the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion?
Good question.
I don't know what he wanted to be when he grew up.
Here's what I've got. First question, Christmas question. What was the name of the character played by Jimmy Stewart in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? What was the name of the character played by Jimmy Stewart in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Second question, Bible question. The Bible says those who preach the gospel have beautiful what? The Bible says those who preach the gospel have beautiful blank. Fill in the blank. Third question, true or false? A married female under 21 years old who applied for a student pilot certificate in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. Is that true or false? A married female under 21 years old who applied for a student pilot certificate, pilot's license, but they're technically a pilot certificate, in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. True or false?
If that's not true, it ought to be. I'm just kidding.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here are my riddles. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have brought riddles to the program today, as I have the last few weeks. Number one, it's So you have to pay attention to these questions. Shouldn't have to tell you that, but I feel the need to for riddles. Here we go. When can you add 2, the number, when can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer?
I know 1 is the loneliest number.
Yes, it is.
But now say that again a little more slowly.
That's what I thought I'd hear from a lot of people. When can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer?
Boy, right, that's
a good riddle.
My second question, pay attention. A boy is walking down the road with a doctor. While the boy is in the doctor's... Let me start over. A boy is walking down the road with a doctor. While the boy is the doctor's son, the doctor's not the boy's father. Then who is the doctor?
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
And finally, I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this?
You are a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any special powers.
Said Jerry Nadler.
Well played.
That just leaked out. Yeah,
Jerry's special powers is being able to move. But anyway, pardon me, I shouldn't have said that. I take that back. I retract that statement from the record. Anyway, here's the third riddle. I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this?
Boy.
Wow.
Where were you at the start of the college football season?
I know.
Right.
So everybody got them?
Got them.
Okay, go.
All right, we go to Texas. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to you all, and I would like to start this by saying, because a blessed Advent to you, which leads to a Merry Christmas.
Wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Same to
Appreciate
you and
it.
Yours, John.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to do both.
All right.
Guys, I want to ask this. You know, you've got this new rule, and we used to be able, some of us, to get on 13 times a year, but now we're only going to be able to get on 6.5 times a year, and I'm just wondering how that halftime is going to work.
Well, duly noted.
We'll cut you off halfway on the phone call from cutting shoot.
We're cutting your shoot off.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer, John?
Tim challenges this with the riddle. So the one about the boy walking down the road.
Okay, here it is, and you can answer it. A boy is walking down the road with a doctor. While the boy is the doctor's son, the doctor is not the boy's father. Who is the doctor?
His mother.
Nicely done.
Right. You have to hear that 2 or 3 times usually on that one to figure out what.
And that kind of plays on, you know, our own kind of ideas about. Doctors
right.
are always
thinking
men.
About it. You're thinking about Marcus Welby walking down the road
right.
with his son.
Yeah.
But good answer, John. Where to go?
Okay. What's your question for us?
I got a question for y'all. There's a guy named David Lee Hill, who's better known as Tex Hill, and he was one of the Flying Tigers in World War II. Okay?
Okay.
Could you tell me where he was born?
I'm going to say cut and shoot, Texas.
That'd be my guess.
Noel, you got another guess?
No, that's the only guess.
What's the question again? I was distracted.
Okay.
What's the question again?
He's got a lot of people to shop for, John.
Yeah. David Lee Hill, better known as Tex Hill, was a World War II Flying Tiger pilot. Okay. Where was he born?
I'm going to say he was born in Texas.
You're not talking about this is not David Lee Roth we're talking about here.
No,
okay, we're talking about David Lee Hill.
Oh, hey, I have a guess. I do have a guess. The hospital.
good guess.
We don't know
Texas, but we're not sure.
I thought it was maybe it was a trick question.
Yeah, Give us the answer, John.
Well, his parents were Presbyterian missionaries, and he was born in 1915. And he was born in Gwangju, Korea.
Okay, John.
Gwangju,
Korea.
Well, I knew it was in the Orient. I knew it was in the Orient.
You
but
did,
I, huh? I couldn't, you know,
you couldn't
zero in on exactly where it was.
So, John, I got to ask, how exactly did you think we would know that?
I didn't think you would know that, but I want to say this. I had the great fortune a few years ago to meet Tex Hill and shake his hand.
Wonderful.
All right.
And the thing I thought, the minute our hands touched, all I could think of was, I am shaking hands with living history, and he's one of the most gracious people that I have ever met in my life. And
wow.
He died 2 years after I met him.
Thank you for sharing that, John.
And he was, you know, his parents were Presbyterian missionaries.
Wow.
A real patriot, sounds
born
like.
Born overseas.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great Christmas.
All right. Trivia Friday continues here on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
We go to Louisiana, and Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Seth. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Bill Gates tape, or what? I don't know. I never heard his name before.
Which one? Which question?
The tape for Christmas that sold the most.
Oh, okay. Here, what? Bill Gates said Bill Gates. All right. This
I couldn't remember his name.
In your defense, Seth, how old are you?
17.
Okay. Mm. This is well before your generation, so I
but
don't. I don't.
His name so many times.
Yeah, okay. So I do not fault you for not remembering his name. So here's the question.
Bill Gates, his Christmas song that he wrote was "Show Me the Money."
And that was a big hit for him. What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever, Seth?
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Nicely done.
Excellent. 50 million copies, according to the Guinness World Book of Records.
That wouldn't be PC today.
Best-selling single ever.
What?
Worldwide.
Did I say something wrong?
Well, white doesn't refer to
you would have to make
race.
It multi.
Yeah.
Multi.
Rainbow Christmas, in other words.
That, bingo.
Right.
Okay.
I'm dreaming
of a rainbow Christmas.
Christmas.
You'd have to include everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Deal.
How did I, Seth, did a family member tell you that? You looked that up or what?
I hear it in every single Christmas movie there is.
Yeah.
Right.
That's probably not far off. So
yeah. Seth, what's your question for us?
Before I give you that question, you forgot to mention that the shirts are bulletproof.
Duly noted.
Seth listens.
Ed usually mentions that for us.
Yeah, that's right. I should have.
Bulletproof t-shirts. Exactly.
Stain resistant.
And I can attest that that's true because I shot it with a Nerf gun.
It with a Nerf gun.
We do want to make clear, we are talking about Nerf gun proof.
Yes, that's right.
Not traditional bullets.
All right, Seth, ask the question.
There was one person in American history that wanted to be buried with both American soil and his native country soil. His native country was France. Who was he?
Well, repeat the question again. I'm going to focus in on this.
This man is well known for fighting with the American soldiers and not French. Who is he?
All right. So was it Lafayette?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, that's our teammate right there.
Yeah, and there's a park named for him just north of the White House. A
lot of cities named.
Oh,
named
is that
after
right?
Him.
Yeah,
named for him
because he's a very famous Frenchman who French military who fought with the Americans.
Yeah,
right.
Excellent, Seth.
Yeah.
Are you you like history? Is that why you?
I love American history.
Good for you.
Yeah, great question. Great answer, Ed. All
Thank
right,
you,
thanks, Seth.
Take care, my friend.
Have a Merry Christmas,
you
and your family.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, with Ed and JJ. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Here's what I've got. I'm going to have to add a question. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey? In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? And let's see. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
Here's what I've got. First question, what was the name of the character played by Jimmy Stewart in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Second question from the
Bible. Y'all are really stretching our horizons. Y'all are really,
really challenging.
Y'all are really challenging.
Hey, it's still on the table.
Yeah.
Second question, Bible question. The Bible says those who preach the gospel have beautiful what?
Hair. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I gave away the answer.
And then the third question, true or false? A married female under 21 years old who applied for a student pilot's license in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. Is that true or false?
By the way, I apologize for mixing metaphors right there. I said stretching our horizons. It's expand.
That makes Ed's skin boil. It expands your horizons.
Duly noted, JJ.
Makes my blood crawl.
All right, here are my three riddles. Number one, I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? Number two, when you add 2 to 11 and get, when can you add 2, the number, to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer?
I can't wait to hear this.
It's when you're predicting all those wins, you and along with Jimmy the Greek.
And then Jimmy the Greek, where did he go?
He must be dead by now. He was pretty old back when he got in all that trouble.
Yeah. All right, which travels, new question, because one of mine was answered. Which travels faster, hot or cold? Which travels faster, hot or cold?
It depends on if it's a hot rumor or a cold rumor, because some rumors travel fast. They'll go around the world before truth can get its boots laced up.
Good one. All right, so we're going to take a break. It's about a minute early here. But we shall return and let you come back to Rick in Louisiana, Mark in Virginia, Linda in Louisiana, and Michael in Kansas. And you, too, can be on the program with us. If you haven't been on in the last 8 weeks, please feel free to call and get in line to be on the air to ask or answer. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You want to join us on Facebook or YouTube? Just type in today's issues here on American Family Radio. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us. You can use this information right here.
Tim Wildman discusses life's most important issues.
So you could have a sea turtle alive out there right now that was here during the Civil War.
It's like getting a university degree. Kind of.
Tell the world.
Here's
What's the question, Ed?
How wide is the wingspan of the world's largest roach species?
Listen to the Trivia Friday edition of Today's Issues. Friday mornings at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Trivia Friday. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. I am currently reading a book titled 1776 by David McCullough. I would highly recommend this book about our country's founding. It's been on my to-do list for 10 years, and I finally got around to it. But an excellent book it is, and a lot of it's about the life of George Washington. What an amazing story.
Without George Washington, I doubt I would be talking to you today. That's how instrumental and important he was to our country's founding. He was a man used by God. We're going to be going to Mount Vernon, his home, on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June and September. Our tours in June and September, Spiritual Heritage Tours to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. And then we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, that's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
A British lady caused a bit of a kerfuffle on Facebook the other day when she called Santa Claus Father Christmas. She was referring to the book by Raymond Briggs. Well, the sex and gender revolutionaries got their tinsel in a twist, enraged because the lady did not use a more gender-neutral term for Santa. Many critics said it was time for Kris Kringle to get some new pronouns. It's not the first time the sex and gender revolutionaries have tried to drag Christmas into the culture war. In 2017, a children's book depicted Mrs. Claus as a mister, and the Huffington Post once described Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as a queer misfit. It really is a war on all that is good and decent about the Yuletide season. That being said, I believe it's safe to say with that thick white beard and a belly that shakes like jelly, Santa Claus is no lady. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King.
You can fade it down. Devin, hey, good morning, Devin. So you played that song so many times, you, with all due respect to
Evie
there, you'd rather hear something else or sign
anything else?
You played it so many times? Right, Christmas. Okay. All right, that was a great song, Evie, right there, singing that Christmas music. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We put our questions out there, including my three riddles, prior to the break. So,
and we put our heart out there, too, Tim. You know,
Ed, that's a very good point.
We put our heart out there.
A lot of people don't appreciate that.
That's right.
And our reputation as educators.
For this show, you're here on
Learning University.
We forgot, failed to mention that.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday, but it's also more than that. It's
Learning University.
Here on American Family Radio. All right, let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, you promised Rick in Louisiana he'd be next. And guess what, Rick? You are next. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me be here.
Rick, where are you calling from, brother, in Louisiana?
I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
Are you the guy who makes guitars?
Yes, I am, thank you.
All right, I just remembered you.
Yeah, Mr. Jasper.
Yes, sir.
A family in our community lost their son in an automobile wreck this past summer. And I started praying for him, but I could see I needed to do something more. Now, I've never had that experience, so there was nothing I could really say to them. So I purchased a copy of your book, Losing Cooper. And I kept it here for several weeks and prayed over it. And then finally I took it to the mom and dad, and I talked with the mom later, and she told me it was not a book that she could say you enjoy, but she said she was working her way through it, she was thankful for it, and that it was being a help to her. So thank you for writing that book.
Amen.
We've heard that from so many people, Rick. They said that they turned a corner in their grieving, or they got over a hump, or they got closure. So thank you for purchasing that for them. That's the case. Most of the people don't buy it for themselves. They buy it for someone who's lost a parent or grandparent,
isn't
or
that the truth?
Especially
That's
a child.
So.
Thank you for
That's
those kind words, Rick.
Yeah. Well, I would like to ask and answer both, if I could, please.
You sure can, Rick. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the gospel preachers. They have something beautiful.
Here's the question, Rick. The Bible says those who preach the gospel have beautiful what?
Beautiful feet.
That's exactly right. Isaiah 52:7, as well as Romans 10:15.
Say what?
That those who preach the gospel have beautiful feet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
what's your question for us, Rick?
I have a question. A long time ago, a lot of the department stores and mail order companies had a guitar with their particular name on it. It was called their house brand. Montgomery Ward had one. It was called Airline. There's a store, I don't know if they're still in business, but there used to be a store called Western Auto, and they had a guitar called True Tone. Sears and Roebuck had a guitar with their particular name on it. What was the name of Sears and Roebuck's house brand guitar?
Tough Skins.
Okay,
I'm gonna say
they had a whole line of Tough Skins products.
They did.
I'm gonna guess Craftsman, because if they can put out a whole house, a Craftsman house and Craftsman tools, then I'm gonna say Craftsman for the guitar.
I was gonna guess Craftsman, but I didn't think about Tough Skins.
Hey, Rick, and you brought back some memories. My brother Mike and I, my only brother, we went down to Western Auto, and we bought us a TV for our room before anybody had their own TV for the room.
Yeah.
And we took our paper route money, and, boy, we thought we were in high cotton, and it was a True Tone television.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
How about that?
So are we close on the Craftsman guitar?
No, but, Mr. Jasper, you usually know the answer to my guitar question, so I really expected you to have it, but –
We're disappointed.
I'm a little bit out of tune this morning. Need my capo.
It's called a Silvertone.
Silvertone.
But they did just like Western Auto, just like you had a TV called a True Tone. Sears and Roebuck had refrigerators called Silvertone. They used that name on a lot of things, just like Western Auto did.
That is
interesting. So they had a guitar called Silvertone,
Hey, Rick, tell us your website again. I'm going to write it down. I keep meaning to go and see your guitars,
okay.
And then when
it's
I leave the program, I forget what you said it was.
It's okay. And I don't really call to advertise, but I don't mind telling it to you.
Right.
But I love listening to you guys. But my website is Ellery, and I better spell that, E-L-L-O-R-E-E, Ellery Mandolins, plural. And then I've got two Facebook pages, Ellery Mandolins and Ellery Guitars.
E-L-L-O-R-E-E.
That's correct.
Thank you, brother.
It's the town I'm from in South Carolina.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you, Rick.
Have a great weekend and a great Christmas.
You're listening to Today's Issues, Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we continue on.
Yeah, let's go to Virginia.
We forge ahead.
Yes, Mark is on the program. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, esteemed professors.
Esteemed.
Thank you, Mark. Finally,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, it's a recognition we deserve, but we don't you know, often talk about it a lot.
That's right.
Because it seems.
Mark, whatever you were going to get, we're going to raise your grade a half a grade, bro.
It works.
That's right.
Brown nosing works, despite what they say.
Expect to have a one more cord around your neck when you walk across the stage to get your diploma. Hey, Mark, ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about Wonderful Life.
Here's the question. Is there two about
Wonderful Life? No.
Here's the question. What was the name of the character played by Jimmy Stewart in the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
That would be George Bailey.
Hey, nicely done,
Mary,
there.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
You want the moon, Mary? You want the stars? Just you want me to lasso the stars, Mary?
Now, Tim, have you seen that movie before?
I have. Oh, yeah, I've seen that several times.
And then you can eat the moon, and it'll show through your fingertips.
Hey,
wow,
that's pretty good.
That's really good, yeah. Mark. You're on a roll.
Where do you live, Mark? Where in Virginia are you from?
Near to Richmond.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And so this is a part of the Bible that is about the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can tell me what book of the Bible it's from.
Okay.
And so it says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Where is that in the Bible? Is this what you're asking us?
What book of the Bible?
That sounds like Isaiah, guys.
I was going to say.
That's a prophecy.
I was going to say
now
maybe Isaiah
Micah.
11, maybe? What do you? Maybe Micah, you think?
Well, let's go with Isaiah.
All right, how about, okay, can we each have a guess?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna say Isaiah 11.
Okay.
What about you guys?
I'm going to go with Micah just to make our, just to spread out our bets.
It sounds,
is it the book, or you want the book and the chapter? Just the book?
The book of the Bible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I'll just say Isaiah.
I'll go Micah.
Tim?
You sound pretty instinctive about that.
That's what came up wrong.
I'm going to go with Isaiah.
All right.
As well.
All right, Mark.
You're enjoying that too much, Mark. Right there. This is a friendly show, and you couldn't wait to do that. Go ahead.
It's Numbers.
Numbers?
Oh, Numbers.
Numbers what?
Wow.
In Numbers 24.
Oh.
Is there a context there?
Well, you remember Balaam who had the talking donkey?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's his prophecy.
Oh,
okay. Right. All right.
Is he talking about Jesus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He keeps paying, the man keeps paying him to curse the Hebrews, and he just says, I couldn't if I wanted to. And then he goes on and pronounces a blessing, and the blessings just get more extreme to the chagrin of the bad guy paying him the money.
Yeah.
But I was just listening just this morning to how many prophecies there are. Where Jesus was born, all kinds of specific details.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no way mathematically, you know, that couldn't happen.
Right, by accident.
So, by accident. Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a great Christmas. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right, fellas, it's been 15 minutes since we gave our question, so let's go ahead and do it again.
Let's do it again. All right, here are my three. All Christmassy kind of questions. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey? Second question, in the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? And third question, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? A married female under 21 years of age who applied for a student pilot's license in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. Is that true or false? Second question, new one, what desert surrounds Las Vegas? What desert surrounds Las Vegas? Third question, new question as well, which actor's big break was playing Vinny Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Cotter?
I remember.
Here, I'll read it again. Which actor's big break was playing Vinny Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Cotter? That's for you baby boomers.
You know, David Miller, who used to work here at American Family Association, now is up in the Cincinnati area. When I first met him, he started calling me Vinny because of that character, Vinny Barbarino.
Right, right.
And so you'd see me come down the hall and say, Vinny!
And I can see the show, the one guy, Horseshack or whatever his name was. Ooh, Mr. Cotter! Mr. Cotter!
Vinny Barbarino.
Now, the millennials are like, I have no idea. You might as well be talking about something that took place in the 40s.
All right, Tim.
Here are mine. Number one, these are riddles all. When can you add two, the number, when can you add two to 11 and get one as the correct answer?
I have no idea on that one.
Number two. Which travels faster, hot or cold? Which travels faster, hot or cold? Number three, third riddle is this one. I do not have any special powers. Although Allison says I do. that's one of the
reasons. We all do, Mr.
That's
President.
That's one of the reasons she married me.
Now, if sarcasm was a power, we are gifted beyond belief.
I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? That's my third riddle.
Something about the DVR.
All right, let's go.
It's an answer to that, I'm sure.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. I want to answer Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, here's the question. In the 1964 classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion?
Hermie.
Hermie is correct.
Oh!
And that is our mystery question.
There you go.
You know, I don't think that name's been used since.
Hermie?
Hermie?
That was one of the hurricanes.
Hermie was one of the
Hurricanes? No.
Well, you had the Hermie crazy. The love bug, didn't you, back in the 70s?
That was Herbie.
Herbie
the love bug.
But they had his cousin.
Cousin Hermie?
Cousin Hermie the love bug. It was, it didn't do as well.
Yeah, so
you talk about cousins, that's like when they said Santa, his southern cousin, Bubba Claus, is going to take care of everything south of the Mason-Dixon line. Yeah. They said, don't leave milk and cookies. You want to leave pork rinds. just a whole long list of things, the differences.
Bubba Claus. Michael, congratulations. You've won yourself a Learning University T-shirt.
Yes, you have. Just
How's
in time
that?
For Christmas, my
Just,
friend.
That's right.
That's right.
How does that suit you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, you ain't getting it now.
Michael, here's what you can
do. We just took it back.
It's Christmas time, buddy.
We'll give it to somebody who appreciates
you. You can wrap it and re-gift somebody. If you don't want it, you can give it to somebody and do some re-gifting.
Michael, don't let them give you a hard time, buddy. You earned it.
Yeah.
So make sure when we're done with you on the air, do not hang up. Yeah. We will put you on hold.
He doesn't care about that.
And
he's not going to hang on.
And then we will Sherry Black will get your information and we will put it in the mail for you. How's that?
Okay.
And we promise not to put your name before a FISA court.
Hey, Michael, what's your question for us?
That was pretty funny. Okay. I thought that was pretty good myself.
This is a Netflix series. Not series, a movie. It's about more a sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. Take place in Kansas. What movie is it?
Okay, it's a movie or a series?
A movie.
Okay, a movie that takes place in Kansas. I don't know. You guys know?
No. No, I don't have any.
No, the wizard said Netflix, I would say Twister.
Yeah, from Wizard of Oz,
Right.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Yeah, well, you've got a stump, Michael. What's the answer?
In the tall grass.
In the tall grass.
Okay. Okay. I've never heard of that.
Well, listen, thank you for listening to AFR. Congratulations again on winning a shirt. Stay on the line so they can get your shirt size and your mailing address. Thank you, Michael.
All right. So the T-shirt has been won, folks. If you want a T-shirt before Christmas, well, I guess they get it before Christmas.
Yeah.
But you got to go to afastore.net.
Might want to order today.
Yeah, order you one.
That really would be a fun stocking stuffer to someone who's a huge Trivia Friday fan.
Yeah, what we're talking about is our Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt, which you can Wear Proudly. It's a sharp-looking T-shirt, very durable, and you can go to AFAstore.net and buy one for $15. I mean, we couldn't get the price any lower. $15. Are they 90% cotton?
90%.
All right, 10% polyester. Wait a minute, 5% polyester, 5% asbestos. So, I mean, we really reduced the asbestos.
So it really is fireproof, isn't it?
We really reduced the asbestos.
And the cotton is grown in the Gaza, a region where the finest cotton is grown. Hi, my name is Michael Lundell. I've got the MyPillow as well as the Learning University T-shirts grown out of the finest cotton.
You do that My Pillow guy pretty well.
I think that's a good guy, a neat guy.
He has a great Christian testimony.
Yeah, he sure does.
All right, back to the phones.
Back to the phones. You know, I say we go back to Louisiana because Linda has been waiting patiently to get on with us. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Linda, are you ready for Christmas?
Well, I have so many grandchildren. They all say that I am their gift.
How many do you have?
I have 17 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren with another one on the way.
Wow.
You know what, Linda? You just crossed the threshold for a free Learning University T-shirt right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I have a great-great-granddaughter born on her mother's birthday on March 26th.
Wow. A lot of people can't say they're a great-great-grandmother.
You have a great-great-grandchild?
Yes, I do.
Now, Linda, I hope you guys have gotten together.
Does that sound like a doubter?
I hope you guys have gotten together to do that five generations picture.
All right, Linda, at the risk of offending you, I'm going to ask you what age you are.
I'm going to be 69 December 30th. But my husband was older than me. He was 13 years older than me. And I knew him since I was 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
Our families lived across the street from each other.
Okay.
And so anyway, that's why we have such a big family.
I got you. That is a... Do you have them all over for Christmas, or who does that?
Well, everybody's kind of spread out a little bit.
Okay,
so
right.
Two younger and their families are close by.
Gotcha. Well, the Lord's blessed you for
Amen.
Sure. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Linda?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Could you tell the newest ones again?
What now?
Do what now?
She wants us to repeat the questions.
Oh, go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey? Second question, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? And I'll kind of ask a little bit of a historical question. In what modern-day country was the real St. Nicholas born? Those are my three.
Here's what I've got. True or false, a married female under 21 years old who applied for a student pilot certificate in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. Is that true or false? Second question, what desert surrounds Las Vegas? Third question, which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino in the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
All right, here are my three riddles. Number one, when can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer? Second trivia question, which travels faster, hot or cold? And number three, I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? All right.
All right, Linda, any of those appeal to you?
Yes, the one about the football game.
Okay,
all right,
the last one I asked. I do not have any special powers, Linda, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this?
Because you're the football.
Because you're the football?
Yes.
No, that's a good answer.
Good try.
That football is an inanimate object, which
can't really predict the score.
No, and has little feelings. you know.
Right. So you can't really hurt his
feelings. Yeah, but good guess. Good guess. Try. Yeah. What's your answer question for us? What'd she say?
I just thought how the football was played was it.
I'll tell you the answer later on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's your question?
I got to say, what's your answer for
us? What's your question for us, Linda?
Okay. Have you heard that BIBLE stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what the holy stands for?
On Holy Bible?
Yes.
You guys ever heard this? I've never heard this. Go ahead, Linda. I think you got us.
Well, we had a prison ministry person in, and as he kept mentioning the basic instructions before leaving Earth, and I said, Lord, I've never heard anyone say what the Holy Spirit swore. And before I could finish the floor in my mind, the Lord gave it to me.
Hey, Linda, we're losing you. You're breaking in and out. It sounds like you're getting far away from the phone and then coming back.
I'm sorry. We had a visiting prison ministry person in our church, and he kept mentioning, you need to know your basic instructions before leaving Earth, which I had heard for years. And in my mind, I said, Lord, no one ever says what the Holy stands for. And before I could finish the sentence, the Lord gave it to me. It's help others learn your basic instructions.
Oh, that's good. Help others learn your. All right. Hey, Linda, hey. Please stay on the line so they can get your shirt size and address. God bless you and your large family. The Lord certainly has given you a lot of blessings there.
One more call before the break.
All right. We go to Ohio, and Cindy is on the line. Cindy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you calling from in Ohio?
Lima, but I'm originally from Georgia.
I was going to say, howdy, y'all, from someone in Ohio.
You're a transplant, so they know you're not from around there.
They figured out pretty quick.
I bet they did.
They understand that. Well, Cindy, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The 11 plus 2.
Okay, here's the question Cindy is going to answer. So that Ed will know.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Come on, Tim. You can find this. Okay.
I know it has something to do with Common Core. I just want to know how.
Duly noted it. Very good. Touche. When can you add 2, the number, when can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer, Cindy?
Well, that would be 1 baker's dozen.
1 baker's dozen? That isn't the answer I have. How did you come up with your answer?
A baker's dozen is 13.
So when, 2 plus 11 is 13. She's saying you get 1
13's
dozen.
Not 1.
Right.
She's saying you get 1 baker's dozen.
Oh, yeah. that is a very clever.
It is very clever.
That is very clever, Cindy. I got to give you credit for that.
But that's not what you have.
No, but that is so clever.
That's the problem with Common Core. You can have so many different answers. Say again, Cindy.
I'm right with Ed now. I got to know the answer.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Do you have a question for us quickly?
I do. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
Yes.
I don't know.
A Humpty Dumpty type question.
Sound like something.
No, he was an egg.
Pie.
He was an egg.
You better tell us. I don't think we know.
With a pumpkin patch.
I like it.
Hey, good. That's kind of a riddle / trivia.
I like that.
The hybrid.
There you go.
Cindy, that is great.
And then if the pumpkin gets stopped in a, like gets pulled over, you know, what's going on here?
Hey.
I'm on the patch.
Hey, when we get back, I'm going to ask the other pumpkin question, and that is when a pumpkin leaves Denver going 70 miles an hour.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with more. Thank you, Cindy. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.